Yes, we are looking at still several more nights in the week ahead here where we're going to be vulnerable to some frost with temperatures dipping down into the 30s. And the upper level flow pattern predominantly remains from the northwest, so we can continue to see bouts of cooler air coming in from Canada. And at night, we clear out some of the cloud cover and the winds diminish and sets up a, what we call a good radiational cooling night where we really allow temperatures to drop quickly. And we could see, again, lows into the 30s, as you mentioned here, for not only tonight, but again tomorrow night as well. And then perhaps once more here toward the end of the week. Before we start seeing signs as we head into next weekend and into next week, I should say, of warming. And hopefully that'll be the end of the frost threat. But we still have a few more nights to go this week.
And it looks like daytime highs for most of this week will be probably in the 60s. I see maybe by Sunday a high temperature in the lower 70s.
Correct. Yep. Yep. So we're talking about 60s, which, you know, amidst, you know, not too much in the way of wind and with some sun in there, it's actually going to not be too bad, be fairly pleasant on that. But we will be below normal highs this time of year. Normally we're in the upper 60s or lower 70s on that. So we're just a little bit below normal for highs then for this week. But yeah, as you mentioned, that's going to be the kind of the trend the rest of the week. And then we start to warm up next weekend, it looks like, and beyond.
And then as far as the rain chances this week, what do those look like?
Yeah, we have this today we have a chance for some showers and possibly even a rumble or two of thunder, especially for areas along and south of Interstate 80. But then the next several days look to be dry, and we won't see rain chances really return to the forecast until as we head into the weekend on that.